Hi, welcome to the podcast that explores what virtual assistants want business owners to know when they start asking themselves the question, hey, do I need a VA? I'm Rachel Davila, and after 18 years as a virtual assistant going it alone, I experienced the steep learning curve from the other side of the VA client relationship when I hired my own VA. Joining me on this podcast is a group of friends and colleagues who all have their own take on what busy entrepreneurs need to know to find, hire, and work with a virtual assistant, and mindfully answer the question, hey, do I need a VA? Let's get this episode started. Hello, everyone. Welcome back for a brand new season of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. We're on season 3, and I am so excited that we have another whole episode of information to share with you guys. With me, as usual, is Leanne Aremley, Bree BV, and Sydney Hubbard, and I'm your host, Rachel Davila. And we're just going to jump right in with episode 1, Pause, Reflect, and Grow. Now, we're recording this in January, but regardless of when you're hearing this, there is always time for reflection. Reflection helps you pause and take a look at where you are, how far you've come, and where you want to go. And that is great for every area of your life, whether it's your business, whether it's your home life, whether it's your personal life, or even like self-growth. I'm kind of big into that. But we're talking today about your business and more specifically, how a VA fits into it and whether now is the time you're working with someone and you're reflecting on how it's going or all the things that you want to consider, pause, reflect, grow with your VA. So let's kind of get started. I know when I started my business back in 2005, I had to write a business plan and we had to do financials and we had to kind of think 5 years ahead. At that point in time, it wasn't even an idea that I would have my own virtual assistant. But if you are starting your business and you're writing a business plan, then hopefully this will jog you into thinking ahead to when might be a good time to add a virtual assistant into your business plan. Did any of you guys do business plans? And at that point in time, did you think about hiring a virtual assistant?
I did not do a business plan.
No.
No, I basically jumped in 2 feet in the deep end. But eventually I did start like doing a business plan a couple years in once you started like learning more and hearing more and things like that. And so when I started doing a business plan, then I started, or like when I started building a team, then I started like having to think a little bit more strategically about things and planning that out.
Yeah, Sid, you weren't even a thought in my mind when I started. You came along a lot later.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I don't even think you were born when I started. Or you were just a baby. So, of course,
I needed you to be ready.
You needed to be ready to be a thought in my head.
Yeah, I needed to grow up a little bit. Yeah. It's wild.
But for clients who are maybe considering a business plan or they're looking at their business now, how might this pause, reflection, and growth come into play?
I think like as you're going through and you're starting to develop like the processes that you're doing or thinking of ideas of things that you want to start with, maybe you want to start trying to automate things and you're not sure how or stuff like that, capturing those processes as you go, even if they update, even for yourself. I know for me, there's some tasks that I only have to do every quarter. And so 3 months is a long time and I do a lot of other things in between. And sometimes it's like sort of certain nuances of things that I forget or stuff like that. So I think even recording those processes for myself, but also having them for somebody else to come in, then you're not having to be like, where do I start? It's super overwhelming. It's another layer where you have to come up with all of these processes and capturing everything that you do before you feel like you can hand them off can be an extra layer. But if you're doing that as you're growing and even doing it for yourself, you've already got like a good chunk of it done, and it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be screen recording what you're doing, throw it into a transcript into ChatGPT and say, put this into written instructions, and boom, you got both written and a video for somebody to use.
Well, and I know that strategic planning isn't a strong suit of every business owner. And so sometimes when we say, if you're looking strategically at your business, you might be like, I just go by the seat of my pants and I'm flying with the wind. So how a VA can maybe help with that is to kind of talk it through with you. Like, I know I'm a verbal processor. So even when I'm talking about how far I've come and what I want to do going forward, it helps to have another set of ears, another business mind to kind of go, oh, well, you've already done X, Y, and Z. That lays the foundation for the next steps along the way. And so if you're not of a strategic mindset, if you're more of a visionary or somebody who is like, I can think big thoughts, but I don't know how to get them from idea to implementation, a VA can really help kind of break that down so that that vision does come to life. If you're thinking, well, I kind of have to do it all by myself. No. Team building, we can help with, you know, you have the idea, but we can help break it down and take on the pieces that don't make sense for you to do. How do you guys help with strategic planning as it relates to kind of this reflection piece?
I know one of the things I do with some of my clients is have them talk me through what they do as if I have no idea what their business is or what they're doing. It helps when they're recording stuff. So it will literally record it step by step. So just like Bree said, record, do a video screen record and put it through ChatGPT. Some people, that's way beyond what they can handle. So we just talk it through. Literally, what would you do if I was coming in and you were telling me what you were doing for this task? And we step it through step by step by step. And then as another set of eyes and ears, I can think through, well, how do I get from this to that? You're missing a piece. So then we can put that piece in there. All the instructions become in there. And then after we go through all that, we can go, okay, so why are we doing it this way? And we can reverse it on them and say, hey, this is how we're doing it, but you know, there's these other things, right? And we can try to change it up and see if that makes sense for the client. Sometimes they like it the way it is, but sometimes they're looking for a better, faster, more efficient way of doing it. We can change it up. And coming in as, let's pretend I know nothing about your business or what you do, makes them slow down enough to talk through all the pieces.
I love that as a reflection, because sometimes we get so caught up in doing things a certain way that we forget why we do it that way. And, you know, with technology changes and new programs and systems, sometimes there are easier ways. One of my favorite jokes is this family is making a ham, and they cut the ends off and they stick it in the pan before they put it into the oven. And the daughter's like, Mom, why do we do that? She's like, well, Grandma always did that. So the girl asks Grandma, why do we do that? And she goes, because the pan was too big, you know? So we had to cut it. And so, like, sometimes things just kind of get handed down to us, and taking the time to pause and reflect to say, does it still make sense? Are we using technology in the right way? Am I using my resources in the right way? Can help grow and change the way you do things to either become more streamlined or make better sense. Or if it is still working, don't fix something that's not broken, right? So I love that, being able to kind of reflect on why we're doing what we're doing, and is it still working? Does it need changing? And then you also mentioned kind of where the gaps are. So taking time to pause and reflect on, you know, sometimes as you're working with a VA and you start to hand things off, other gaps kind of appear. You kind of go, oh, I kind of need to fill in this hole here. Being able to have the time to pause and reflect on that can create new. I don't know what the word is. New process.
New awarenesses?
Yes. Thank you. So if you're working with a VA, this might also be a good time to reflect on how it's going. And I think at some point we've talked about taking stock at 3 months. 3 months is kind of a good window. It's a quarter. It gives you enough time to get to know the person. We talked about it kind of as like that beginning piece, but I also kind of take stock every quarter. Like, how did the last quarter go? What am I looking forward to in the next quarter? How often do you guys pause and reflect with clients or within your own business?
I have different reflections that I do at different points, right? So like every week, I'll kind of be like, okay, when am I utilizing my team enough? Am I delegating out as much as I could for myself and things like that? Or, you know, how did things show up this week? What can we adjust for next week? And then I like doing that like every 3 months. Well, I do a monthly review and then I do it every 3 month review. So I kind of like try to keep it front of mind on a continual basis, because I find it helps for me, and I feel like it helps for other business owners as well, to start remembering that like there's so much that we do in our business, we forget about all the things we need to do on our business too, right? So I try to use those as checkpoints for, you know, am I in it too much? Am I remembering to do the big picture things? Where am I on that? Did I actually do the last thing I said I was? I know for me, when I'm working with clients, working on my business easily falls away. It's like so much easier. And it feels, I don't know, it just feels different to work on somebody else's business. And, you know, you don't have to make the big decisions. You don't have to do different things. It feels different. And it feels more justified in a way, because it's like, well, that's the paid work. And then that's just the my work, right? It can wait. But it brings it back to front of mind that, you know, somebody's waiting for me and my team to do that, or that really could help move this forward for not just me, or stuff like that. So kind of checking in on those things too, the in the business versus on the business stuff in those points.
Business owner hat, business worker hat.
Yeah.
It is good, because clients wear those dual roles too, right? They have their clients that they're facing and then their business. And so often we're brought in to help with their business side hat, that, you know, it gets hard to go back and forth, but having that time to kind of pause and look at both sides, right? Am I doing enough in my business and on my business? And what support do I need on either side that I'm not getting or that I am getting? Like, I'm grateful because it's a win that I have this team member to take this on, like to reach goals and things like that. You do have to create that space to have time and energy to do it. Like, I'm writing this book and my goal was to write the book, but within my business, I had to lean on my team members a lot more than I had. And so even in preparation to write the book, to give myself that time and space to do that, I had to consciously hand stuff off to create that room for myself. But that was a reflection that I had to like sit and go, do I even have time to take on this goal? No, I don't. How do I make the time to do that? And what resources do I need to utilize in order to have that time, space, and energy to do what I want to do? I think that's how kind of taking a pause, reflecting, can help you grow. Because if I hadn't handed those things off, I wouldn't have had time to write the book. And my brain wouldn't have let me. It wouldn't have given me all the time and the creativity to do it, because it was full with other stuff that I was like, well, I got to do this and I got to do that. If you're a client who's not working with a VA, kind of pausing and reflecting on where you're at right now with your business, how is it going? is it time to start thinking about hiring a VA or getting closer? If the answer is no, no worries. But taking that time to pause, how much further, how much faster could I be going if I had help versus, well, I'm good right now. Those are different responses, like in your body, right? Like if you're in an overwhelm, but you pause and you're like, yes, but I'm still in motion. I'm still doing things. I haven't quite hit that breaking point yet. That's a kind of a different place to be than going pause. No, it really hurts now. It's time to hire somebody.
And I don't know about you guys, but I can overcomplicate the reflection process like nobody's business. I can find, like, for a new year thing, I can download 8 new things of like, everybody's like, how do you reflect on your last year? And be like, am I reflecting enough? Did I ask all the right questions? Well, this one will be for my personal life. This one will be for my business life. And I get drowned. I drown myself in that, right? So I'm like, I've been reminding myself, or if I don't have the capacity, but I know I need to do that reflection, I try to keep it simple. Like, what's going well, what can be improved, and what could be my next step? Like, it doesn't have to be overwhelming and stuff. And sometimes I just set a time limit. Like, I'm going to only take an hour. And that, even that is better than nothing, right? So I know for some people, like, even the where do I start, or how do I, like, how many questions do I ask? Am I asking the right questions? I was doing the same thing. And I found that even just going over what's going well, what can I improve, and what are my next steps, is that's good. It makes a difference, right?
Yeah. I do the same thing as you. Like, I reflect weekly in my weekly strategy session, but then I do a monthly one and a quarterly one. And then for my newsletter and social media, I kind of look at the whole year, what was the wins and kind of what was the struggles. But I found that my brain really can only look 3 months ahead. Well, except when I'm talking to Leanne and I kind of outline the whole year, but only because this book is knocking so freaking loud that I'm like, okay, I know how it all lays out and I know what it's going to lead to. And honestly, this is the first year ever where I can honestly say I can look at the whole year. It hasn't been that way. And so I think we kind of all go through different seasons of life, of business. Sometimes your goal is just to get the foundation, is to just keep your head above water and just tread, you know, through what's going on. And other times you're in a stable place and you're like ready to grow and leap and everything. And so part of that reflection is also being honest with yourself. Am I in a place of survival or am I in a place of growth? And that can change in a month. That can change in a quarter, right? How it feels in one moment may not be how it feels the next time you reflect on it. So it's kind of being honest with where you're at in your seasons of life. Bree, you brought up this beautiful analogy of like seasonal planning. Share that with everyone.
So seasonal planning is something I've been learning more and more about, and I've been leaning more into it because I've been finding that rush at the end of the year to try and set up your next year, like with holidays and the chaos of everything at that time of year, like it was such a struggle. And I felt like I was just jotting things down for the sake of like, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to have something down on paper and you're supposed to have something lined up for the next year. And it put so much pressure on me in January to be like, okay, this is where I was going. And I felt like I wasn't as inspired. I wasn't as connected to what those goals were. Quite often I didn't end up doing a lot of the steps or they would fall off. And so somebody introduced me into this. Well, what if you use the winter, which is kind of when people go into hibernation mode and things like that, take that time to just kind of reflect and think things over and kind of dream about what it is. And then in the springtime, when, like, you know, nature's planting seeds and things are growing, like then plant your seeds and do your goal setting when you've kind of gotten past that holiday hustle and then the trying to get back into things in January. And now I have got some white space where I can actually think about things and stuff like that. And last year's the first year I really leaned into it. The year before that, like, I made March 1st my Q1 instead of January 1st. And I've been kind of going with seasons that way too. But I find that my goals are deeper. They make more sense. I'm more connected to them and it just feels more in a flow. And so I've been kind of leaning into that more hibernation, plant your seeds. And then in the fall, kind of like same kind of thing, right? Like you're winding down, you're kind of like, what am I getting completed before I go into that reflection phase and things like that. So it's been kind of an interesting shift and I've been really enjoying it. It was a bit to get used to and it's like, it takes layers for me to kind of get there, but I've been finding that it helps me more with the flow and getting into things.
I'm the same way. Because anyone who knows me or follows me on any of the platforms, I go into hibernation because my daughter calls me her flower because I need sunlight to be creative. And winter is very dark. It gets dark very early. And I have zero creative, like I can manage and I can keep things going, but I can't, I'm not usually in a place of creativity. So yeah, that makes a whole lot of sense. Sydney, your planning and reflection kind of might be different just because you're a student and school plays a factor. How does that work out for you and your business?
Yeah, it's really different. Reflecting's hard. And I think it's so hard that I don't do it like like most other businesses do. But I think for me, my business is, you know, I have school and I have my business. And so I think really what it's about for me is being able to recognize what's not working really quickly. I would say that in terms of reflection, when I'm on break, like when I'm not in school, is when I'm thinking about like, okay, my business, what are the things that I'm doing for these different people? How could I be doing them better? And then when I go back into school, then I don't have time to be like, oh, well, maybe I should do it this different way. And maybe I should be doing this, this, and this, because when I'm in school, I'm like, I'm just going to get it done. We're just going to do it. So I think really my reflection periods would be like, you know, over the holidays, I was like, okay, I have to do these things and maybe I should write down my processes for what I do. And maybe I should do these posts on the whole month. I should do the whole month of them instead of doing like week to week. That could save me a lot of time. And so it was just stuff like that really give me time. And I think also it gives me time to think about in terms of like, not just what I'm doing for a client, but also like interacting with a client, thinking about like, okay, what's working with this client? What's not working with this client? And most of the time it's like, everything's good, you know, but then it gives me the time to be like, well, this thing isn't working. So we should talk about that on our next call. Yeah. So I'd say that's kind of how it pans out for me.
I think I'm more like Sydney. Brie and Rachel are like all planned out. And I'm like, no, I kind of like whenever I've got time, I think about it and reflect. Although I did notice that I tend to make the bigger changes and big reflections in January. So I get through the holidays and I'm like, okay, that's all done. Put that aside. I've got a little bit of time to think it through. And then like Brie, I do follow the seasons because if it's nice and sunny outside, I'll go take a chair out in the sun and I'll sit there and I'll think things through. It doesn't necessarily matter when. And then I've noticed that I don't do anything fancy. It's literally, hey, let's think about this. And I put it on, you know, in a list. Same thing for like, you know, planting the yard or anything else. I just kind of find a little bit of time and write it down. Nothing fancy. I've got notebooks everywhere. I've got stuff on my phone. It's kind of everywhere, which is not a great way of handling it. But now I have a notebook for the family and I've got a notebook for the business and I've got a notebook for all these other things. And then I can flip back through it when I'm thinking about it, when that thought strikes me, mm-hmm. when I'm like, oh, this is not going well. Let's go back through and see what I said I was needed to change and did I change it? And I notice I do it more when I'm sitting outside in the sun. So it might be a seasonal thing. Thankfully in Southern California, it
Cincinnati a lot.
Yeah. I also really like the seasonal thing. I think it takes off a lot of pressure of like, there's this one correct time to set goals, which is really hard because, you know, it's January and then I'm going to go back into school and I'm going to figure stuff out. I don't even know what, I mean, I know what my classes are going to be, but I don't know what the teachers are going to be like. I don't know what the vibe is going to be. So I think it's really nice to allow yourself some time to get into it before really resolving to do certain things. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Which is great because it also opens up that if you don't get it done in spring either, like whenever you can or whenever you're feeling inspired is also, anytime's a good time, right? As long as it's when you're forcing it and it feels like a push, I feel like then that might be like a, maybe this isn't the time.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes with procrastination, right? There's a reason you're procrastinating, right? If you're like, I can't think about this. Okay, well, maybe then you just need to sit in a pause and be like, am I forcing the issue? Maybe now is not the time. Maybe it's the wrong season or other things are pulling focus. So when it comes to this kind of pause and reflection piece, it's not just like the physical seasons, like winter, spring, summer, fall. We all go through seasons of life. I mean, within this foursome, right? My kids are older. They're not in school. I don't have to do as much for them because they're adults. But when they were younger, right? When they were in school, we had, you know, like I would fall in the spring and winter breaks, right? Because I had to plan around my kids being home, right? And like, you know, so when you're considering when might be good for you to plan these kinds of reflections or not do them, you know, look at your seasons of life. Where are you at? What's going on in your world? Because we don't run our businesses in a vacuum, right? We have personal lives. We have families and other things, right? If you're spending a lot of time with kids and activities and things like that, then it may not be the right time for your business to do huge goals and projects. You might want to save that for when, you know, they're in school or life kind of slows down. But so it's taking those kinds of things into consideration too, because I know for me, a lot of the pauses that I've had to take over the years weren't necessarily because I didn't have the ideas or they weren't goals that I wanted to achieve. It wasn't the right time in my life. Things were going on that I could not control. They took precedence. They were priorities. So that's another thing to kind of consider when you're reflecting. Does your life support the goals that you have for your business or even life? Like, does your business support the goals you have for your life and vice versa? Where it relates to hiring and working with a virtual assistant is it may not be the right time. Or having someone on your team, especially in those times when life is getting in the way, might be beneficial. So taking that time to kind of pause and reflect, like, in this downtime of my life, can I onboard somebody so that when life steps up and I have to focus on that, I still have somebody focusing on the business aspects to keep that going, right? If it's easy for you to just write the content for your newsletter, but then having your VA do everything else, that might keep your business operation things going when you're distracted by something else. Pause, reflect. And it will help you grow into what's supposed to be next. And sometimes, like in winter, you just gotta let ideas marinate and hibernate and let it kind of, right? All the spring flowers that bloom, they're sleeping in the winter, right? Okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on season 3, episode 1. We look forward to seeing you for the rest of season 3. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. And if you like this episode, please leave a review, like it, share it, and we will see you next time. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Hey, Do I Need a VA? The podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please leave a like, comment, or review. And feel free to join our Facebook group, Find, Hire, and Work with a VA, for more tips and tools. If you have any questions, please email them to heyvapodcast@gmail.com. Thanks. We'll see you next time.